This is The Naked Scientist with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dave Ansell. Still to come, we'll be exploring other ways of seeing the world, using heat and using sound. And if you've got any questions about the topics we've covered so far, then do get in touch. As usual, you can tweet at Naked Scientists, scribble on our Facebook page, that's at thenakedscientist.com/Facebook, or email Chris at thenakedscientists.com. But now it's time for a look at what's been hitting the scientific headlines this week. Embryonic nerve cells transplanted into a recipient brain can survive, can wire themselves up, and can even correct a metabolic disorder in vulnerable individuals. Successful brain repair will almost certainly depend on the addition of replacement healthy cells into the injured or diseased brain. But the fate of these fresh cells, and whether or not they can functionally wire themselves up to existing nerve circuits, is presently poorly understood. Now, scientists have proved that these cells can do this by using cell transplantation techniques to remedy an obesity-triggering metabolic disorder in mice. Writing in the journal Science, Harvard scientist Jeffrey Maclis and his colleagues transplanted 15,000 nerve cells collected from mouse embryos into these special obese mice who lack the receptor in their brains for an appetite-suppressing signal called leptin. These cells also produce a glowing green pigment so that they can be discriminated from the host's own brain cells, and they were implanted into a region of the brain known as the medial hypothalamus, and that, amongst other things, is responsible for controlling appetite. 5 months later, the researchers looked for signs that these donor neurons were still present in the brain and that they had electrically connected to their host brain neighbours. The implanted cells, they found, had wired themselves in and were functional. And to prove that, they also found that the treated animals were 30% lighter and had more normal blood glucose levels when compared to control animals and mice that had received grafts from other brain regions. And this research is definitely a proof of concept that adding new cells really can repair a neuronal circuit and can return it to full function.
Sounds very, very hopeful, doesn't it?